Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we have had it. We're clowning around with a discussion on all things clowns. We discuss famous clowns, the movie It, my mom's clown friend Porkchop, clown porn, all while serving full clown face makeup. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Tyler.
No. No.
Tyler.
Oh, man.
Tyler.
Oh, man. Hi.
What is up?
It. This and that, but mostly it. Hi. You've never looked better.
Thank you.
Can you believe the new...
It improved me.
So if you don't watch the podcast...
If you're just listening... You're probably...
I have nothing for you.
If you're listening and you're afraid of clowns, today's your lucky
today
day.
Today is your lucky day. Today we got done up the house down.
We got done up the house down.
We are circus chic. We are...
I'm serving circus chic. You're serving circus freak.
No! We decided that because we both loved It so much.
And we saw It on the same day, but not together.
Did we really?
Yeah.
That is so serendipitous.
Serendipitous.
Serendipitous. It's just, it has It in it. You don't have
serendipitous.
To.
Serendipitous.
You don't have to be weird. Serendipitous.
You think I'm weird dressed like this?
Don't say you think I'm weird.
I'm not weird. You're the one being a clown wearing glasses.
I'm just... Not every clown can see. There are able-bodied clowns. There are non-able-bodied clowns.
So did you just
want to... The clown community is inclusive.
Did you just want to clown around a bit? Well, a bit.
You're being a little ambitious with your puns.
Would you call my look it?
It's just lit. I think you need to read a little bit of clown literature.
I think you have to play down the L.
Literature.
Did you say my
sister says literature? Isn't that so fucking
witch
stupid?
Sister.
Witch sister.
Would you rather be a witch sister?
What? Are there clown witches? I think that's a crossover that really needs to happen.
Clown hybrid anything, really.
So clown merman? A mer-clown.
I think they can pick what they want to be called. Mer-clown.
A mer-clown.
Did you say clown maid?
That's what I'm being for Halloween, is a sexy mer-clown. I think I'm going to get laid. I think everyone's going to fuck me. Yeah. Everyone.
Probably everyone.
They're going to play that bozo game where they toss it into my hole. You know? You know what I'm saying?
What? They're playing the grand prize game with
Thank
your
you.
Butthole.
Yep. They're just clowning around with their nose. They're going to throw that nose ball. Remember my favorite Tumblr post? The worst part about a clown rimming you is the squeaking nose against your ass.
I didn't remember that.
Should we test it?
But
does your nose squeak right now?
That brings me to one of the things I did want to talk about.
Bring us there. Is it a hard-hitting topic? I thought we were discussing North Korea today. Something real serious.
I'm afraid to take a drink from this because my lip stain will get on the glass.
I kind of find that sexy for a clown. Let me see.
Oh, Christ.
You almost got my...
Almost fell in.
You almost got my little face.
Jesus. Now, did you know any women in your life who did this to their coffee
cup? Oh, no.
Did you kiss me?
Gave my little boy a moochie. A little scaramoochie.
Do you know anyone afraid of clowns?
No.
No.
That's a made up thing, I think.
Oh, God. The fear of clowns community is going to come
the
for
fear
you.
Of clowns community.
Fear of clowns. Well, I'm trying to find out what
is
it's
Is
there
a called. Support group?
It's called colorophobia.
I knew that. They're in some trying times right now.
Clowns?
Well, yes. I saw some clowns on
on the subway.
No.
I saw some clowns clowning around.
They asked them
to cut the sandwich the old bread style, not the new way.
Like the V shape?
Yeah.
In what world?
I was at a Subway recently and someone was like, can you cut the bread the old way? And I thought,
the old way is expired. If you were to say that to kids working there nowadays,
they're not going
to
know the old way.
With their 15-year-old work permit,
it's been 15 years. It's been 72
years. It's been 27 years.
How many years does she say?
27.
No.
In it?
The Titanic woman.
84 years.
It's been 84
years. It's either 82
years.
Or 84. Has it really been 84 or 82 years?
Back to your getting rimmed by a clown in the
nose.
How old
was she when she was on the Titanic?
16.
So she's 100?
I don't know.
I can't do
math. I'm not a Titanic philosopher.
Philosophizer. I always loved that beginning scene
historian.
Where it's like this, that machine swimmer going down into the depths.
It's like, boop.
Finding the, boop. It was like boop.
Boop.
It's the sound of a clown boop. Rimming you.
Boop. Boop. So you're more worried about the clown's nose squeaking rather than the makeup smearing all over your ass.
Well, this aggressive lip makeup. Imagine this kiss mark on your butthole. You're not going to know if they're rimming the wrong way or the right way.
What do you mean?
The wrong way is with blood. The
what?
Lips are going to leave lips
oh,
on your lips.
Oh my God.
On your downstairs lips.
Wow.
So what were you going to say about something?
I was going to say, that was my question, was the clown rimming and then they just like make a clown's makeup on your ass.
So what? My ass gets paler and my hole gets red? It is
redder.
Kind of nice, redder. Nice bleaching.
Well, it depends on what color clown makeup you're wearing that day. What's
that
the
day.
Best costume for the day?
The day.
The day.
Well,
or is it your night clown?
My
look?
Question was, is Pennywise that white all the way down? Turtles all the way down.
Let me Google Pennywise.
Naked.
Images.
Look, Pennywise naked.
Is he that white all the way down?
No.
That's a good question because he is wearing gloves.
Right. So you don't see any of his skin. He's not that sexy. Well, he is sexy.
He's
but
got
he's not...
a receding hairline.
Yeah, that is the the scary thing.
Do you think old Pennywise or new Pennywise is scarier?
I think new Pennywise.
I think old. Look how scary old Pennywise is.
Show me.
And his costume
Show
was
me.
A fright.
I like.
Like, tell me that's not scarier.
I like just being Norm Clown.
A Norm Clown
yeah,
the
like,
house down?
Norm Clown the house down. Like, not your typical flouncy, ruffly, big, huge.
What would you call
ruffly?
A Norm Clown?
We are Norm Clown.
No, we are Pennywise clowns.
No, we're doing clown, but normal clothes.
Oh, you like a clown face?
Yeah,
with a normal
like look
look.
At those ruffles. Like that's just not. It's not practical in the summertime. It's not practical.
I know, and it was summer
it's
in the
not
movie.
Breathy.
Oh, you're telling me
you
he's
know
not
that's
hot?
Satin.
Lord knows Maine's probably humid.
Maine's
Maine.
Maine.
Maine
oh,
is
Maine.
The state.
Maine.
They were it was
oh.
in Maine.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
Oh, can you stop clowning around?
Okay.
Georgie, will you do your impression?
I got an itch on my face. That's not my impression, but an itch.
Oh, it's just itch.
Oh my God, the makeup really it does itch. So if
should I just wear this back to the airport?
I do think no.
No. They're like ID and boarding pass, and I'm like,
no, what are you piddly doing?
Because this is where I think a clown would keep his ID down.
I don't
here.
Like clowns that juggle.
You think a clown carries a wallet?
A clown definitely carries a
wallet.
A wallet. A passport. Port.
No, a wallet.
Passport. They carry their passport.
No, wallet.
No.
What were you saying?
Me.
What were you saying?
No, if you could pick a hobby for a clown.
Yeah.
Would you want your clown friend to be a juggler?
Or a juggalo?
Well, yeah. I do.
Is a clown a juggalo?
So not all clowns are juggalos.
But
all squares
juggalos,
are rectangles.
But all juggalos are clowns.
All squares are rectangles. Do you know what a local is?
Local?
Yeah.
Hey, local.
Yeah, like, hi, local.
Yeah, someone who lives in the area.
Yeah.
Where? So like at the circus, if you see
a clown,
you can
is
say,
a local.
Hey, local.
Not all locals are clowns, but all clowns are local somewhere.
I think it depends on where you live.
Do you know
some
any local
locals.
Clowns?
Yeah.
Do you know any clowns?
Your mom knew Pork Chop.
Yeah, Pork Chop. Yeah.
Are you sad about, oh girl, you got
pork
lipstick
chop.
On your teeth.
Come lick it off.
No. Do you think, similar to when clowns rim you and lose their makeup, how do clowns make out? And don't say, let's find out.
Damn it. Bring me a Furby.
Clowns, is there anything?
They give the smallest, gentlest kiss.
It's a lot of...
Did we ever give each other a small, gentle kiss last weekend?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yes. Oh. Says Georgie.
Georgie?
Oh, Georgie.
You'll float too.
No, no, no. So we were
you
in Vegas.
You be Georgie. You be Pennywise. I'll be Georgie.
Always.
You gotta say, you come down to the gutter, Georgie. Hey, Georgie. Cotton candy.
Somebody, oh, Brett was doing a really good impression last night at dinner. It was really freaking.
Did Brett see it?
Yes, he's seen it. It's very,
Pop, pop, Georgie. I got popcorn, Georgie. Pop, pop, pop.
I think I got it.
I don't like when you laugh and lean back. Stop clowning around.
Now do Georgie.
You'll float too.
Oh, yeah.
I think when he's like, I really have no voice because I did.
So last Georgie weekend, we were in Vegas. And we were living our best lives on the dance floor.
We were clowning around.
I will say there's no world where the locals didn't find us to be all wrong. Because we were on the dance floor screaming, you'll float too! You'll float too!
Listen, it's Vegas. What happens Vegas, in Vegas baby? Apparently doesn't stay in Vegas. What happens in Vegas goes on the podcast and everyone
float,
listens.
Baby.
Everyone looks, listens.
Will you float Vegas, baby?
You'll float Vegas, baby.
No, no, I don't want that.
You'll float too.
No. The worst part was at the club.
Of the movie of the Vegas.
The Vegas trip. We were at the club and we were at, it's a place called Piranha in Vegas. And they have TVs with screens and they would show like advertisements
for
like. It
was popping up. You guys didn't believe me.
Popping up. They have screens where it shows like the events for that week, which drag queens are coming, blah, 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 blah. And it would just flash to a picture of Pennywise and go back. And then Corey would be like, did y'all see that?
And you guys thought I was lying.
I didn't think you were lying.
You owe me an apology.
But then I saw it too.
You saw it.
It too.
Too.
What?
Where are you going?
I was
going
to say, after the weekend, when we were recovering at the buffet.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You'll bloat too. That's where I was.
I wish you would have said that when we were there.
I did.
Our friends would have thought you were funny for once.
Maybe you were up getting another pizza.
Yeah.
A pizza.
You'll float too.
You'll bloat too.
When we were in Vegas, we saw J-Lo at concert. Imagine had we showed up to the J-Lo concert like this.
No.
And stood that close to her in the front row.
Imagine if I showed up to my meet and greet like this.
Hi, J-Lo. Hello.
Hey, local.
Hello up there.
Is J-Lo a local of Vegas now?
I think so.
Yeah.
She got loco in Vegas.
She did.
She did.
You know who else is getting Livin' La Vida Loco in Vegas?
What?
Ricky Martin. That was obvious.
Oh.
Anyway. Imagine. So what do you think his name is? Why do you think his name's Pennywise?
I don't know. Maybe because he's
Nickel
cheap.
Nickel dumb.
He's Pennywise. Nickel smart.
Nickel smart. Nickel dumb.
Quarter brilliant.
Quarter brilliant. No. Did you watch Bozo growing up?
Yeah.
Why?
I think we just watched it. My mom made us.
So what, besides the grand prize bucket toss, what's it called?
Grand prize game.
What else happened on that show? I remember nothing.
That clown was just like freak people out.
It was a kind clown.
Did you ever go to McDonald's and have Ronald McDonald be there?
No.
Really?
No.
We had a lot of birthday parties at McDonald's. It must have been free.
I just spat everywhere, but I can't even wipe my face because it's going to smear. Have you ever had a pap smear? Or can a... Where does... How...
Start over.
Can a clown get a pap smear? This is my question.
Yep, absolutely.
That's the worst kind.
Yes, it can.
So, okay. Does a clown... Listen. Now,
what's that song, Tears of a Clown?
I don't know that song. Can you sing me 2 minutes of it? Or do we have the rights?
Let me go to A to Z Lyrics.
It's not A to Z Lyrics. It's just A Z Lyrics.
What?
Yeah.
It's A to Z Lyrics.
Isn't it A Z Lyrics?
It's oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face. I think that's it. The chorus doesn't even say, like a clown, I appear to be glad. Sad, sad, sad. That sounds familiar.
Did you ever go to White's Chicken in Jackson? Yeah. They had clown paintings all over.
Really?
It. Yes.
We only got our White's to go.
Oh, well, my family dined in.
Must have been free. Did you hear that Tilda Swinton almost played Pennywise in the new movie?
They really switched her out. Yeah.
You look like you're going to cry.
I am.
The tears of a clown.
No.
Would have you preferred Tilda Swinton as...
Tilda Swinton?
It's Swinton, not Swinton. Swinton.
Papa Molly, I'm Swinton.
What did you say?
I'm Swinton.
Tilda Swinton almost played Pennywise. Could you see her as it?
She looks like me if I had my glasses off.
Georgie.
I don't like that.
Why not?
I don't think I like Tilda Swinton.
Do you like, what was the guy's name who really played him?
Bill Skarsgård. I think there's a lot of hype about him being hot and I don't see it.
One of our friends sent us that link that was like, oh, look at all these weirdos on Twitter who want to fuck Pennywise. And then it was literally just everyone being like, oh, if he, like, I would sleep the guy with the actor because he's hot. And I'm like, nice try, BuzzFeed. Clickbait, fake news.
Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Christian Zamora?
I don't know.
Sam Stryker? Which gay?
You know gays at BuzzFeed?
Yeah, I do. Don't you?
What's the Carly Rae Jepsen lyric?
BuzzFeed buzzards and TMZ crows.
So do you like Bill Skarsgård?
Back to Pork Chop.
Yeah, tell me more about Pork Chop.
So my mom had a friend named Pork Chop. Maybe they're still friends. I don't really know.
Probably not, knowing your mom.
Yeah,
my mom. She will cut someone out of her life. She's probably going to cut us out of her life for this episode alone.
She has had
it.
Yes.
I have had it.
What have you had?
It.
Okay. So my mom had a friend named Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Well.
Okay. Where are you going with
this? It's not her real name.
Thank you for clarifying.
My mom had a
Mom had a friend.
I had a friend.
Who did cosplay as a clown.
It's not
is
cosplay.
Clown cosplay?
No.
How do you know?
It's a lifestyle choice. It's a career. Some of us make our living like this.
you do weekly on YouTube.
Is there a clown, what are they called? Union?
Oh, there must
be. There must be.
Must be a clown union.
So how do we join the clown union? Do you get a card? Is it laminated?
Yeah. Probably. Absolutely.
There's got to be some type of regulatory group that makes sure clowns are on their best behavior.
There's a lot of different clowns. I remember probably there's good clowns, bad clowns, clowns on their best behavior.
Clowns on their worst behavior.
Yeah. I just was thinking of the Modern Family episode because Cam is a clown.
He's not. He is. No.
Fizbo.
Yes. But he isn't a clown. He sometimes
dresses
clowns
as a
around.
Clown.
Yes.
Okay. What was the point of that?
You're not a clown, but you are now a clown.
I just remember he said there's like five like types of clowns. So I was trying
My
to
My career
find
is
what
not who
were.
I am.
There was like
I saw a post that was real deep saying, like, you don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body.
Did you know she flat ironed my hair?
She flat ironed my hair.
And it literally like crunched the wig together.
I was feeling
spots.
It. That's nice. Singed.
Yours in the back looks a little bit like a mullet.
Thank you.
Is that what you were going for?
Well, it's not. It's just who I am.
You didn't pick the mullet life. It chose you.
Yeah. So Pork Chop.
Okay. What type of clown was she?
She was jolly.
I remember on.
Wait, give me the type.
I was trying to find the ones they said on Modern Family. I remember he said.
No, not that Pork Chop.
I remember he said tramp. I remember he said. Harlequin.
Tell me what these are.
These are types of clowns. Apparently there's a lot. Circus clown.
Circus clown's classic.
Yeah.
What about a bored clown?
A just character clown. Out. Notable clowns. You're not even on the list.
Merclown. I'm just your average merclown who's sexy on the weekends. I charge double.
What do you wear? Sex. Do you cinch the clown house down?
My body's circus tent shaped to begin with, so I gotta cinch it up. it's a game of optical illusion.
Yeah, you really gotta make sure
big you're... shoulders.
Yeah,
tight waist.
I think that's a good look. I once
would you? Okay, so imagine a really hot guy.
Yeah. Okay, picturing him. This is your segue into my story.
Who's your hottest? Who's like your who in San Francisco do you want to like? Oof.
I'm
Think
not
of the
name
Think
names.
Of him.
I can picture
them. Picture him. So say he's in exactly how I look, clown makeup.
Okay.
Would you still hook up with him?
Yeah, he's still got abs.
But he's white all the way down.
Is it going to smear or is it like powder? Like the actor
If you're
powder.
Sucking that dick, you're getting that makeup on your lips.
I mean, not no.
Not no.
Makeup wipes off. Yeah. Or does it? What if we were stuck like this for the rest of our lives?
Oh, man. Bummer.
I'd be like, there's my twin.
So back to pork chop.
My sitster.
Sitster.
Are you my sitster?
I'm your sitster.
Tell me what you want to tell me about pork chop.
Pork chop got gastric bypass.
So she was also tent-shaped.
She was naturally tent-shaped, and now she has to add the illusion because it's all gone.
She put it back on.
No, the outfit has to
be. That was...
Wait, did she gain it all back?
I don't know.
Should we call her?
Some people do. I was... So you were talking about hot guys in San Francisco. I was going to say...
My wig is tight. Or is my head big? Or will you do a quick test?
Come here. I'll pull off your clown wig.
Ooh. Okay.
Is it tight?
What'd you have to say?
I have a big head, so yours must just be tight.
So tell me about your hot guy.
No, I was saying, I remember when in the early 2000s.
Yes. Love those years.
I was like once hanging out with my friends and we were just being dumb. And our one friend, a girl, brought over a straight porn and it had a clown in it.
Yeah.
And the clown's name was Fucko.
Relatable.
And he kept saying,
I'm Fucko the clown.
You know, I hate a porn with a plot.
Yeah.
And he kept saying,
I love a plot.
He kept saying, who wants to fuck Fucko the clown?
I love when the plot thickens.
And I think, okay.
Was he hot?
No.
See, straight porn is wild because the guys don't even have to be hot.
You
for
know
these
the same porn had like a girl in it playing like the boss's daughter or something.
What did Ted Cruz just look at? Incest porn?
It wasn't really incest. Were they like skitting it up?
Was it a skit? It was a skit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a porn with a plot.
Porn with a plot.
Just like
would you rather
clown.
Have a porn with a plot no. or a plot of land?
Plot of land. I could build okay. a nice house there.
What else would you do?
Build a one bedroom, one bath in your clown wig.
Corey, talk about he just wants a one bedroom, one bath.
No,
why? Dream big.
Well, right now, I'm a clown. I haven't made it. I haven't made it big yet. To the big top yet.
Not the big top. For a big top.
Do you think the clowns have to work their way up the clown ladder?
Hell yeah. It's a hierarchy. Hierarchy.
Like, what do you think? Somebody starts out just shining clown shoes before they can actually put the face on?
What's the deal with big shoes? You know what they say about clowns with big shoes?
What's the deal with a bunch of clowns getting in one car?
I don't know. Why do clowns fit in a bug?
Why are clowns love... what's it really called? A Volkswagen Beetle?
I don't know.
Clowns are like, look how many of us fit in the car. That was kind of us at the one Uber in Vegas, though.
I hate when an Uber says that it's an XL, but it only fits four.
Well, whoever ordered that Uber should report that guy.
It was me.
He didn't like oysters.
I hated that guy. We were talking about where were we going to go for dinner the other night, and the Uber driver chimes in. He's like, what do they got there? What kind of food? And somebody said, oh, well, they have oysters. And he goes, I hate oysters. I'm like, nobody fucking asked. I was very annoyed. He's like yucking our yum right to begin with. Don't let me get in your car and then say what you hate about what we're about
I feel
to eat.
My clown makeup's melting.
He goes, how can you eat oysters? And I said,
you said, bitch,
we eat ass.
It's 2017.
It's 2017.
Would you know in the scene in the movie It, this is a spoiler,
sure.
where his teeth open big.
Yeah.
Big. And then suddenly more and more teeth come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tooth behind the tooth reveal.
It was very RuPaul's Drag Race, but.
Yeah.
Dentures beneath dentures.
Would you let him rim you?
No. No.
Why? You don't use teeth.
Well, you shouldn't, but you don't eat arms.
Well, he loved it.
Right.
Paul loved it.
Paul?
You know that chicken tetrazzini Maury Povich video?
I'm not quite sure you said any words just there.
Maury Povich? You've never seen chicken tetrazzini?
Oh, yes, I have.
Paul loved it. I know he's cheating on me because he loves her chicken tetrazzini.
What is tetrazzini? Tetrazzini?
Would you rather be a clown chef or a clown porn star?
So you have both professions and you kind of are like day to night shift?
Well, yeah. It's whatever you want.
Or you're both at once.
Yeah.
No, you said yes to both. Do you have both jobs and you have to go back and forth? Or do you have one job and it's chef? Clown.
You are either
or you
have
are you
one
a clown
job.
For
you,
chefs. Dude,
you have one job. You're either a chef, clown.
So
you're a clown
you're
who's a chef.
Who cooks.
You're like this cooking.
God, I sweat so much in a kitchen.
Or you're a clown who only does porn.
Ronald McDonald. So when I was
Did I just get red all over me?
Did you?
I don't know. I licked my lips.
No. Show me your lick. No.
Is this a good smile?
No.
Am I beautiful? Georgie. So which was it? The clown porn star or the clown cook?
Clown cook. I'd rather eat on the job.
Yeah. No, wait. Speaking of which.
When I worked at McDonald's, I would slave away at that damn meat
grill. A grill.
And I thought, this can't be kosher because Lord knows I've at least dripped a little bit of sweat on this meat. It's so hot. Your head's basically in the oven.
So your clown makeup would be melting.
So I'd be like, ooh.
It is. But think it would be like melting your wig together a little bit.
Yeah.
What would you, you know how Pennywise lures Georgie down into the gutter?
Yeah.
With pop, pop, pop.
He says,
Georgie, you want some cotton candy? Well, I'm Pennywise. Okay, We're friends now.
Yeah. So what's the question?
What could he say to get you down there?
So if he offered me one thing to make me go into the gutter and let him eat my soul.
Well, what could you probably be tricked into? And do you think you could fit in that gutter?
Fit it?
Could you fit in the gutter?
What would make me go down into the gutter? What would you say?
You said that I would literally go down there for the popcorn.
Would it have to be food?
No.
I would say...
Wasn't there I saw a meme that was like, Hillary Clinton's president down here.
And me like, literally shimmying down. I would.
Hillary's the president down here. Oh my God, no.
I saw one that was like... It was like Pennywise saying, white people can say the N-word down there here. And it said white people immediately trying to go down. You know, white people always think, why can't I say the N-word?
It's like straight people in Vegas. Vegas, baby. So you'll know what you'd go down there for?
Not that N-word. I would go down for chicken fingers from Arby's. We're thinking food first.
Sure.
Chicken fingers from Arby's. Breadsticks from Olive Garden.
Wow.
Unlimited sweet salad breadstick. These are just food options.
Yeah.
Blue vanilla ice cream, which I recently had again. It's been a long, long while.
Blue vanilla?
Yeah. When they make vanilla but blue. Good.
Great. Or what else?
As far as I'd
go down there for a good like heirloom tomato.
Ooh.
With salt and pepper though. If he was like it doesn't have salt and pepper.
I don't do that.
I like little baby
cherry tomatoes.
Those are good.
Good.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Have you ever eaten a tomato like an apple?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Well, not really, but
my dad says he does. My dad says he does, and I think, okay.
So
why are you bragging?
You know how Pennywise is the manifestation.
Oh, Jesus.
Manifestation.
Yeah.
Of everyone's actual fear.
Yeah.
What do you think yours would be?
A big block letter in space. You know this about me.
So Pennywise is like, come down here. We got big block letters.
No,
in space.
He isn't luring me with what he is.
So you're just walking and it's nighttime and suddenly you look.
I would see, there's a big. It's not like that.
Are you in space?
For me to fear the big block letter in space, I have to also be in space.
Got it.
So my mind, my biggest stressor, it's not even a fear, it's more of like it makes me anxious, is thinking of the biggest block letter. That can exist.
What letter? Like X?
Could be any letter.
Okay. Could it be I?
It wouldn't be I.
Could it be T?
I just thought it's not going to be I. It could be T. I think more of like M because that's already huge.
It's big.
Or O. It's just kind of.
With the M, is it straight lines?
Yes. But when you think about a big block letter taking up the most space possible, it's like, okay, so you know those GIFs where it zooms out from where you want Earth,
yes.
And Earth is this big and it keeps getting smaller, and then this, and it's like, Earth is tiny. Think of the biggest thing that could possibly exist, and it's a big block letter in space. And
it's bigger than Earth?
Does that not stress?
No, I'm fine with it. I was a little worried when we decided to clown around today. I thought, if there are people out there who are afraid of clowns, mm-hmm. they're probably not going to enjoy this. But then I thought, you know what?
We don't do things for people to enjoy.
Well, you know, we've talked about how I don't
They can fuck off.
We've talked about how I don't like frogs.
Yeah.
People.
We'll bring out the frogs.
People will tweet pictures of frogs at me. That's a real quick way
to
get
muted. You have everyone muted.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
It's just a lie I tell. But people tweet frogs at me and then I do mute them. So
frogs are like your genuine, like real life actual fear.
Yeah.
I guess
it would be a frog, a clown frog. talk about organs floating around, missing weird places.
I don't want to talk about that.
That's like a frog in a nutshell. Yeah, that's bullying to put that frog on this screen.
My practical
Thank
fear.
Thank God your clown wig's blocking.
My practical fear.
I saw its little frog leg.
Ooh, my forehead's getting scratched. My practical fear outside of big block letters in space.
Yeah.
Like my day-to-day, like what I would actually be afraid of.
Yeah.
I don't love the dark.
Really?
Like if I'm home alone, I have to run.
God, you always
I
text
run.
Me. What do you mean run?
If I have to go get a water bottle from downstairs
and you're
kitchen,
in your bedroom,
I run.
You are a child.
I don't like What other fears do I have? That's it. I guess I don't like heights. We learned that real quick.
Do you have the fear of turning into your mother?
My fear is cutting people out of my life.
Yeah. I watch a lot of reality TV, as you might know.
Yeah.
And on those challenges where they sometimes have to dig sand and go under a log.
Ooh, I don't want.
That stresses me.
I'm
afraid
of insects.
You're
going to
get trapped under
insects.
That log.
I'm afraid of insects.
How big?
Any insects.
What about in Honey, I Shrunk
There
the,
was an earwig
Honey,
in my
I
bathroom
the
last
kids
night.
When they have to ride, then like the ants are coming or whatever.
It's one of those
are.
Movies where if you watch it nowadays, it's not that realistic. I mean, plot aside.
It, very realistic.
Ick.
But Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. No, you say?
No, I mean, like, the graphics are not good. Like, I recently watched Snakes on a Plane again.
Really?
Which seemed like, at the time,
I
like,
love
great
Snakes
graphics,
on a Plane.
Not good graphics.
Wow. I can't
graphics.
Believe you hate it. Wow. Well, that's another great episode of
Are we done?
Apple.
How are we done?
Yeah, it's been a whole 30
pop,
minutes.
Pop, pop,
pop. Georgie.
No.
Just take us out in your best Pennywise voice.
Be sure to follow
I
me on Twitter.
No. Brett did a really good one, and I was like, I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Then you failed us.
What I find problematic to be about the new Pennywise,
okay,
he mumbles too much.
I literally, when the movie started, I thought, if this clown doesn't start to enunciate,
my biggest
I'm like,
fear
who's
is a
playing
clown who can't
it,
enunciate.
Ariana Grande? That would have been a plot twist.
I love you.
That's a clown. That's Pennywise's voice singing, I'm so into you, without enunciation.
I'm so into you, Georgie. No. I can barely breathe.
I hate it when
Move?
The clown turned around.
What did she say?
I hate it when Pennywise turned around and goes, is it not realistic enough for you?
When did he say that?
When he was like, the fear, and he was like, it's not real.
Oh.
You'll pop too.
You'll float too.
Oh, pop, float.
All right.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. I'm keeping this on.
Yeah, I'm going to the airport, straight to the airport like this.
You, it's not your worst look. I've seen worse on you. Okay.
How's this smile?
Oh. Bye, Georgie.
Bye, Georgie. Bye, locals.
Bye, locals.
Thank you all for joining us, and see it if you want to. It, they're not paying us to say that. So
we just
honestly,
loved it.
Don't go see it. Who cares?
Tears of a clown.
Okay, bye.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.